Governor?
Mr. President?
Yes, sir. Glad to hear you.
Well, I'm glad to hear you. Governor Ellington said that you were standing by and that I could call you.
Yeah, I'm always standing by, and you always call me anytime you want to.
Well, thank you very much. I wanted to, Mr. President, I want to give you just a brief rundown of how busy you are. The court, as you know, has ordered this march, and of course, it's an unlimited march. And, you know, we have very limited amounts of state policemen, and they're off the roads, and we've had drunken drivers running into people and killing them the last 8 weeks as a result of not having adequate protection on the highways. And these people are pouring in from all over the country. The hotels are, all the cities are full, and the motels, some of the motels going up double on the price, you know. So we've got plenty of, and they're flying in nuns and priests, and we've got hundreds of bearded beatniks in front of my capital now. And the point I'm making is that we're going to do the best we can, but we hope that you might use your influence to at least make them have an orderly march. And because I don't know, it looks like the group coming here with the language they're using. They made a speech on the streets of our city 2 days ago, and James Foreman suggested in front of all the nuns and priests that if they... anybody went in a cafe and they wouldn't serve them, they'd kick the fucking legs of the tables off. They're all making that kind of intemperate remarks and inflames people, you know. But I'm going to ask them to stay away from this highway, to use your superior discipline, and I'm going to do everything that I can. But now, all I want to say quite frankly is that they've been stirred up by a lot of things, and of course... I know you don't want anything to happen that looks like a revolution, but if these people keep pouring in here and conducting themselves in the manner they are, why, it's going to take you, it's going to take everybody in the country to stop something. And I mean, and they're also pouring in from other parts of the country, I reckon, on both sides.
Well, Governor, the court has acted now, and... obviously, the longer the march is postponed, the greater the presence, and the longer the people on the outside are going to stay in Alabama, and the more problem you're going to have, and the more problem I'm going to have, and the more problem the country is going to have. And I think that that your concern is justified. And you can do anything to get that request for stay out of the way so we don't have to sit here and wait days and days and days for that to be acted on while this stuff builds up and blows the cork out, why, it would be good. And if you'd call up your own guard, their conduct has been very good. If you say your patrolman got to go on back to watch the highways, you call up your own guard and into the service of the state. And I would ask our best people to cooperate, our Defense Department, to provide a group of counselors, advisors to work with them. And I would, if you wanted me to, work with you and assure you that proper contingencies of men would be stationed at Craig and Maxwell in the event that, the unlikely event they were needed. And if the situation were to deteriorate, we can't always anticipate. Maybe we'd have to federalize them, but... put them under a single command, and the troops in Craig and Maxwell could be called in. I would be glad to take those steps you felt that the orderly needs of the situation there justified it and required it, and maybe by all of us saying to them, let's have the march, let's get it over as soon as we can, let's everybody stay at home at will, and let's don't, when you talk about a revolution, that really That really upsets us all, and we don't want to. I know you don't, and I know I don't, and we just got to work together best we can to see that we discharge our duties, and I'm willing to do it if this is what you want.
Well, let me say this, Mr. President. When I say revolution, I
know what you mean. I understand that.
I do have some revolutionaries down
there. Well, I know that. I understand that.
But, and of course, if I was a revolutionary, I probably could invite 250,000 people to come help us, but of course, I don't want anything like that at all.
I know.
I wanted to get hurt. But the reason I don't want to be in the position of the enemy is that I'm asking for federal troops. Anything of that sort. I just hope that, of course, this stay was asked for the purpose that I just don't see action of this. Of course, we know the Justice Department is in contact with the court down here, but what we want to know is this: if after this march is over and we strain ourselves and beg our people and we don't have any trouble, of course, we've got some in their ranks that we have ministers down here that walk up and scratch the patrolman on the hand, you know, and they turn it around. They were priests yesterday, asked all the patrolmen what their wives were doing. They reckon some of their friends could have dates with their wives, you know, trying to provoke them, those kind of things, you know, and we're telling them just take all that stuff, don't pay any attention. But what we want to know, what after the march is over? Now, I've asked for 10 extra to register, given all these boys 10 extra days to register. Got my free textbook passed yesterday in the Senate for the Negroes, more Negroes and whites, of course, will be involved in that. It'll help them more. And what about the next day after the march is over? These 50,000 people, how many jams in this place going to be here the next day and the next day and the next day? They're going to bankrupt our state, and we don't have the money to... Of course, if they want to take, if these revolutionaries, as I call them, want the federal government to take a state over, of course, they will probably precipitate a condition that will maybe sometime require that, unless we can use a good influence of your office to say you've made your march, now let's don't keep marching. That's what I'm worried about. What after the march, Mr. President?
I guess no one can really prophesy what any group will do. I sure don't know. I wish I knew. I had the feeling that from what Governor Ellington and the Attorney General had said, and they were both very understanding of the situation and of your problem and our problem, that I might issue a statement later today saying that I ask people to not go into the state, and that we're going to jointly try to protect the march in accordance with the order of the court, but that the more problem they give us, the more people, the greater trouble is. I would hope that if your men, your highway people, have to go back, as you suggest, that I think it'd be better if you called up the guard in the service of the state, and I just approved it and gave some advisors with them rather than our doing it, and then I would just have available, as we have had, proper contingencies are there in case, in the unlikely event that police and the guard and our appeals were not sufficient. And if the situation deteriorated, then I would have to give some thought to federalizing the guard and putting it under single command with the Craig and Maxwell people. But I would start out, if I could, trying to say to them that we want to get the order carried out as promptly as we can. I thought your statement on the election thing was good. I thought on the voting thing was good. I thought that the whole appearance the other day was helpful. And the ticker today carries stories. I haven't seen the paper, but about your education, the statement to the educators. And that's going to have its effect, and good effect. But we're confronted with a fact and not a theory, and we can't wait till it's too late. And if your highway patrolmen are going back to the highways to take care of the drunken drivers and things like that, and you've got this group of that's coming, and the highways are moving, and the tourist court's filling up, I would, if you call up your guard, I'll put the best people we've got to work right with them, and our people here applaud the conduct of the guard the last time they had them. They think you're all right, and we'll just, we'll have sitting back alerted, ready for whatever help you need these others, and I think I just say that, and I think I just ought to say it. I'm asking people in the country not to let this thing get out of hand, and we don't need any more marching down there. They got enough to march.
Well, I think that would be excellent, and here's what I'll do. We're going to keep close touch with the situation.
Wait a minute, let me put the Attorney General on, so if he's got any question here, he can ask you. He's on line one. I'm going to leave here in a little bit, trying to go down Texas. Mash number one, 90, Nick. 90, the top one. Attorney General?
Yes.
Oh, Governor. Governor, can you hear him?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
Go ahead, Governor.
Thank you, Mr. President.
I'm on, too. I'll just stay here. I just wanted him to hear what your program was, because I'm getting...
Well, what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to keep close touch with the situation, and I'm going to do whatever we consider necessary to maintain law and order. In other words, we're going to use the patrolmen we have available and all the other forces, and we will take any other step we need. If it were necessary, we call the guard. If we thought that's necessary, we've got them alerted, because we are wanting to protect the marchers and other folks, too. But I just wanted to tell you that I appreciate the fact that you may make an appeal that there's enough people in the state to march without other folks coming in.
Well, I would seriously consider doing that. I don't want to go wait now. If you send your folks back, as Governor Ellington indicated, that you're going to have some of them return to the work they're doing. I don't want that to get out of hand where I'll be called on, and I'll have to go have to take action. I want you to take the action, if you will take it, with your guard, so the governor of the state can do it, and we'll supplement it and support you.
Well, what I mean is, Mr. President, I'm not going to take them away, but I'm just saying that if this matter continues on and on and on, we've got to send we've got to have these people in other parts of the state after the marches, so we can handle through the march. But then. After the march, if they're going to just stay in this state eight weeks and congregate 50,000 strong a day, then we're going to have a revolution. I don't mean you use the word revolution. We're just going to have some trouble, and we'll have to have help. That's what I'm saying. It's hard to control people. The pickets now in Selma are picketing private residences. 30 of them went to the mayor's home, marching around his house, around on his own private property.
Well, don't you think we ought to act before it gets beyond where we can?
Well, it's not in any such condition as that now.
I thought you felt like it. We ought to have some guard called up.
Well, I've got the guard alerted. And let's see about when the march takes place. We are not worried about the march itself so much. We're going to be able to handle that. But if they are there the next day and the next day and the next day and the next day, that's what we're concerned with more than anything else. It'll be hard to keep our patrolmen away another 2 or 3 or 4 weeks. I don't mean to indicate to you at all that we can't handle the situation, but... if they stay on and on and on, that's when it might get unmanaged.
Governor, isn't it in the Katzenbeck, Governor?
Yes, sir.
I think that, of course, whether they stay on and on and on and what happens...
They're going to stay there until they take action, Governor. That's what they're going to do.
You mean action on the voter business?
I think if that march goes well and goes smoothly and they are protected and there's no incidents... that's the best chance if they're not staying on and on.
Well, let me say this, that I'm going on statewide television tonight, and tell people that I told them in Tuscaloosa that if you want to stand with me, I'm asking you to stay away and to use your restraint. And I believe that the people are going to listen to me because the people are for me in this state, and so far they've done what I've asked them to do. And we can, in my judgment, we're not going to have any trouble on the march. And if you say that will help us keep them staying on and on, that's what we're going to do. Just the appeal that there's no need in everybody going to Alabama is what I'm trying. We like tourists, but we overflowing with tourists right now.
George.
Yes, sir.
Buford.
Yes, sir.
I think this, from our conversation this morning and so forth, I think the wisest move you can make is to put your men back out on the highways and call your guard. I'll say it in all frankness, because then when they get there, the disbursement of these people is going to be a problem.
Yes.
And that way, I think we get it all over with at once.
Yes.
And I think it'll work out the better.
Well, I consider that. I tell you this, that we've got them alerted. I'm going to do what's necessary, and we may do that. But I do say we can handle it right now.
I think if they know you're going to call out to God, then this wild element is not going to come to Alabama. In the droves that they're going to come under the conditions you're in.
Yes.
That's the thing that I'm afraid of. I'm not afraid of the good people on either side.
Well, of course, I hate to call out the guard, and you all federalize this time I call them out.
I'm not worried about that. You can take my word. I'm not worried about that.
Yes.
And I'm standing in front of all these people while we talk.
Yes.
As long as we keep our heads together and cooperate to find a solution.
Well, I hope that you all really convinced that I don't want anything to happen.
I can tell you that, and I feel like I can speak for all the rest of these men.
Well, I appreciate you all talking to them. And just remember this, we are surveying, and we're going to take what action necessary to protect. Now, let me say this, when we say protect, it's almost impossible to guarantee that somebody, one person ain't going to get hit with a rock. You know, the president of our nation was slain with all the protection he had over in Texas, and just sometimes can't guarantee that nobody's going to get hit with a rock or something, because if they can't protect our president from being brutally slain, why, it's sometimes hard to keep somebody to get hit with a rock.
Governor, that's your right. We know that. Of course, we got to... If we could have anticipated or had any idea something like this might have happened, well, we might have had a guard out. We know we got trouble ahead here. We can see it coming, and I sure want to express the hope that whatever facilities you have, that we not act too late, and we're not going to. Nationalize that guard unless the situation becomes such that we think that law and order require it, and it deteriorates. We think the way to do it was the way Buford suggested to me, that let's try to get this stay out of the way and let the march start before people can get there from these other states. And you call up your guard, let them know that you're going to do it. And we'll applaud the conduct of your guard the last time it was used.
Yes.
And we'll have people available, alerted, if you don't have enough. And then that way, I think we've taken every precaution. And we wouldn't federalize any guard unless it just got to the point where that was all that was left.
Yes.
But we won't take this through you, before it gets all out of proportion. Now, you're on the scene, you can see it better than we can, and if you have a different viewpoint and you think that you got it in hand, well...
George, are you by yourself?
I have Mr. Trammell and Mr. Jackson.
That's all right. I'm not worried about them. Here's my thinking in it. I haven't even discussed this with the president, but here's what I've had in the back of my mind all the time. This radical element is Lingo, and some of the boys are branded. You know that.
Yes.
And I think completely removing them from the scene, back on their duties of patrolling, bringing in new faces under new conditions, I think it's the only way we're going to solve this thing.
There are people who are at the head of the thing going to going to do their office work, and we're going to have the general out front. We're going to have the corporal sergeant out front. I think that's a good way to express that.
Yeah. See, I think very strong, the more strength you show right here in this this time depends on the quickest solution of this thing is. Of course, what you want and what we want is to get them out of there.
I'll show strength as far as protecting the people on the march. But I would like for you all to help me after they made that point. Now, you say they're going to stay here until the problem solves. But if everything that they are asking for, they'll be here from now on because the people of the state are not going to concede in the next year.
Well, I don't think you get what we mean there. I think the fact is that once the march is over and is successful under the guard sponsorship, then they would move on.
Yes, well, now that's all right. That sounds good.
I don't think by that. Governor Snakatsenbeck, get it. It means that the whole thing is over. But this march, you build up to a heck of a lot of people on this march.
Yes.
If that goes over and nothing happens and there's no incidents, then I think most of those people are going to go. Now, you may still have problems here and there, and
you don't need to talk to me anymore. I've got that nomination been received. Governor, I want to do whatever I can to be helpful and to get this thing as peaceful as I can. I thought Governor Ellington and y'all had kind of had a meeting of the minds on it. Now, if you got any suggestion, what do you want to do? Look at it again and then...
We'll have a meeting of the minds, Mr. President. The meeting of the minds is that we'll do whatever is necessary because I'm just as concerned as you are about nothing happening, and I'll do whatever it takes. If it takes 10,000 guardsmen, we'll have them. I'll do whatever's necessary. And I won't wait too late. Of course, you know...
That's okay. That's good. And you be back. You keep in touch with Buford. And I'll be flying away in a little later in the afternoon. But I'll be in constant touch with the situation. And you call us anytime.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.